for your marriage, my friend. Why and how marriage makes a difference to God's plan. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put this tremendous book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. And you can get the program, the book right there on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about it, saveus.org. And you might go to our Facebook, indicate you like there, send it around to your Facebook friends out there, and help us get the message out. God bless you, be a blessing, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Dr. Michael Kaufman in a few minutes. We're calling him right now, but I just wanted to comment on this tragedy that took place in Sydney and Colorado today. And I think the first thing you're going to hear, of course, is a call for gun control. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get on every radio program you can and start talking about who's responsible for what happened in this tragic situation where apparently there were 51 people were shot, 12 of them have died so far. And the people responsible, the people in favor of gun control. Had there been one person in the audience with a gun who could have defended those people, this tragedy never would have occurred, or the shooting of Congresswoman Gifford or these others, because they have restricted the right of our people to have weapons and to have concealed weapons. They've made every public gathering a potential shooting gallery. And if anybody can prove to me that if you outlaw guns, you won't have guns. After all, they have the strictest gun control legislation over in England, and you get more and more gun-collected crimes. The more gun legislation you have, why, Chris, the more crime you have, the less gun legislation you have, the less gun-related crime you have, because people are armed and can protect themselves and protect others, and you need to get that message out. Don't let the other side take advantage of this situation, which they're going to try to do. And the other thing I would simply point out is that America as a nation is turned against God. Now, it was John Adams who wrote that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. Our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. And that is why, of course, the evil people who want a dictatorship in America and want to regulate every aspect of this society are the ones, of course, who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our nation. We were formed as a Christian nation. Not that everybody was a Christian, but we were formed on Christian values. I know when my dad was growing up on Sunday, why his dad took him, my grandfather, they went to church for 3 hours every Sunday morning and 3 hours every Sunday evening, and they went to church on Wednesday evening for 2 or 3 hours. And everything in this little community in Martin, Michigan, where my dad grew up, was centered around the church and around the Bible, around Christian morality. And intentionally, the Supreme Court, the Masons on the U.S. Supreme Court, with their intense hatred of America, and I'm not saying most Masons know about this at all, but the people who were on the Supreme Court did. And, of course, modern-day Masonry, at least at the top, is a continuation of the ancient mystery religions. dedicated to the establishment of a world dictatorship under a ruling elite under the rule of the coming one world ruler. Well, that is the background now, though. We have Dr. Michael Kaufman with us. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
I'm doing very well tonight, given all that's happened here this last 24 hours.
Well, you just go ahead and you pick up the story of Plundered, because this is a wonderful book, ladies and gentlemen. We carry this book, and there's a lot of books, most books we can't carry. There's so many of them, but this is an outstanding book, Plundered. It's about what's happening to you and to me and to our freedom today. Dr. Michael Kaufman certainly has done a yeoman's job in putting this together, and we're going to be back here in just a moment to talk about Plundered. We're being plundered by government. They're taking our wealth and giving it to others, not only this country, but throughout the world, destroying the value of our currency, and ultimately they intend to impoverish the American people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Stan and Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, is just saying that there's nothing new about the progressives. They've been like this for 100 years. They've been lying and cheating and doing whatever they had to win. They're totally illogical. They're in charge of our government today. And Dr. Kaufman, what he feels, of course, the most important election of our lifetime is coming up. And if these progressives or liberals get back into power, freedom as we know it will be gone forever. And what is their goal? They want total power in the hands of a ruling elite. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about truth. It's all about power. And he first refers to a book that was written over 100 years ago by a psychiatrist named Laban. who actually talked about this mentality and how these liberals at that time, progressives, call them what you will, were lying and cheating at that time, and how they certainly had this ability. And certainly he mentions the fact that you would find a man who was a charismatic character, and he could actually convince good people to go along with him, to do illogical things. He uses an example, Adolf Hitler, of a man who was able to carry large crowds with him to their own destruction. Go right ahead.
Yes, in fact, Adolf Hitler and Mussolini both were students of this particular book. Obviously, the author was dead by that time. But even though the author, Le Bon, was trying to expose it, they were able to use the techniques that he outlined to actually whip up the emotional state of the Germans and the Italians both to get the power that they needed to do what they wanted to do. It is really astonishing. It really is astonishing. And unfortunately, we have another charismatic president right now that, even though he has very low marks as far as what he's done with the economy and so forth, people still think he ought to be reelected. Over 50% of the American people that have been polled recently still think he needs to be reelected. It is literally astonishing how much we're in a state of delusion at this particular point in time. And I'm hoping with this book, by exposing what the progressives really believe in and how they're doing it and how they're lying and cheating and demagoguing and so forth to get what they want, it will wake Americans up so that they can vote intelligently, because otherwise I don't know that we're ever going to pull this out of the hat if we get these same people back into control of Congress and the presidency and state legislatures and governors and all the rest, because it is extremely, extremely dangerous, and it's in both political parties. You have to understand that the progressives control both political parties. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about basically the progressive ideology versus the freedom that we should be having in this country based on the Locke model that was originally established in the Constitution and our Founding Fathers.
And I really think that's such an important issue. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that these progressives have infiltrated both political parties. They make mockery of the electoral process. And until people understand that these people are not interested in right and wrong, it's all about power. And, of course, unfortunately, if you look and see what's going on in Washington, D.C. today and the so-called debates between the conservatives and the liberals, the Democrats and the Republicans, it's all showbiz. And until you understand that the Republicans want to cut taxes, you know, for everybody, the Democrats want to cut taxes for everybody except that little tiny group of multimillionaires who want to pay their fair share, and they keep arguing and arguing about that. Ladies and gentlemen, today the top 1% of our population pays 40% of the income tax. If you raise that higher, do you really think they're going to pay the income tax? They're going to find means of doing it, move out of the country. I mean, you can't keep raising the taxes when you do, while the other people find a means of getting it around it. And believe me, there are all sorts of loopholes in the tax laws. Why? Because, of course, the people of great wealth have bribed the politicians to put those loopholes in there. And all right. This talk about, certainly we want to get the liberals to pay, the millionaires to pay their fair share. I mean, who do you think's putting up the money for Barack Obama's presidency? The same people are putting up their money for Mitt Romney's presidency bid. Goldman Sachs at the top contributed to both Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama. And isn't it interesting that the media, which is controlled, never mentioned that. Go right ahead.
Yes, it is. It basically is really astonishing. In fact, I discussed Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope in the book and actually point out where they were planning actually to take control of both parties and basically fool the American people into thinking that they were voting for a different way of doing things when, in fact, they were voting basically for the same thing. It didn't matter if it was Republican or Democrats, and that's why nothing has ever changed, because they have basically the same agenda, world government, basically centralized control. The Republican progressives are more fascist in their orientation, compared to the more socialist communistic relationship of the liberal Democrat. And I want to make it clear right now that not all liberals, and this is something I think you need to understand, that not all liberals are necessarily progressives. Now, progressives, every progressive is also a liberal, but not all liberals are progressive. We have now two generations of high school students, graduated high school students and college students, in which they have literally been indoctrinated into the progressive mentality. They're not progressives. They think like progressives, but they do want to know the truth. And when you start to tell that, if you don't build a wall between yourself and that person, they will start to listen, and they will begin to convert themselves because they understand that their lives are at stake, too. It's the progressives. They have a mental disorder. I mean, it was noticed by Gustav Le Bon and also by modern psychiatrists. I'm looking at a book right now called The Liberal Mind, The Psychological Causes of Political Madness by Lyle Rossiter, who has got 40 years experience in psychiatry. And he basically defines this as a psychopathological problem. And I've talked to other psychiatrists in my travels around the country, and they say the same thing. These people are hurting. They are quite a few cards full, short of a full deck. And they're in control of this country. Folks, we need to get them out of office.
Well, you know, I sympathize with them because I remember 50 years ago when I first began realizing something was wrong, and I was ready to acknowledge that communism was bad. But I didn't see what was wrong with socialism. Everybody knew communism was totalitarian. It killed a lot of people. But what's wrong with socialism? What's wrong with the government helping people? And it took me, fully 6 months to a year of studying before I finally began to understand what our Constitution said, why America was different than other nations, and why there's not a dime's worth of difference between socialism and communism at the ultimate end. They're all controlled by a ruling elite. And the fact this is why people of great wealth push socialism in America. Go right ahead, Michael.
Yes, it is, because socialism, you basically create a society of cows, if you want to put it that way, that are pretty much willing to be herded any way that the elite want them to be herded. And our educational system, I have two chapters in the book on Plundered that go into the how they did this in the education system that started back in the 1930s, actually 1920s, where they systematically had a process of gradually introducing more and more their doctrine into the classroom. They started, of course, in the universities because they had to train the teachers. And then they went down in public education system, primarily initially in the urban areas. Most of the rural areas did not get this effect until after the 1980s, early 1990s, when they finally had enough head of steam where they were able to even get it into the rural areas. Most of what we see is the damaging part was actually in the urban areas. But if you're 50 years old or younger, and you basically graduated in an urban school, you have been indoctrinated. There is no way that you can deny the fact that that's the case. It's not your fault. It basically is one of those things where you were taken advantage of, and you have a certain worldview now that has been shaped very carefully by these change mongers into thinking many cases. Now, I think most of this listening audience realizes what socialism is and so forth, but the general population of students that have graduated over the last 30 or 40 years have been fully indoctrinated. They don't understand why, so just like you said, Stan, why is socialism so bad? They don't understand it because that's what they have been taught. And folks, I don't care how intelligent you are, if you have not been taught something, unless you try to educate yourself, you're going to make wrong decisions. And boy, have we made wrong decisions. We have almost $16 trillion worth of wrong decisions at this point, and are obligating ourselves for another $120 trillion in the next 10 years. It's going to collapse. It cannot continue to go the way it is. And yet you have, especially the progressive liberals, are fighting every inch of the way any cutbacks on entitlements that are doomed to fail. I mean, there is no way that you can get out of it. and yet they are saying they're solvent. There's not anything that's going to happen. And let me tell you why. Why do they think that way? I mean, it's pretty obvious to anybody that understands this. What they think is that debt, as far as the government is concerned, debt does not matter. Debt doesn't matter. You can run up as big a debt as you want to. It's okay as long as you can pay the interest on it. Believe it or not, that's what they say.
But, of course, eventually, why all the money that the government gets comes into the form of taxes, goes to pay the interest on the debt when it gets large enough. And that's why nations collapse. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing new. It's happened time and again down through the ages. You see what happened to ancient Rome. You see what happened to ancient Greece. You see what happened to suddenly post-war Germany. But suddenly you see what's happening to Greece today over in Europe, where they're having to pay 20% interest on their debt. And, of course, the country's going bankrupt. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be right back. And of course, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Kaufman. His book is Plundered. We recommend the book. We carry the book. And Michael makes so many wonderful, wonderful points here that will really help you to understand clearly what's going on. And of course, one of the most important things is that we've been exporting our inflation. I mean, we've been printing all this money, but of course, we've been sending it overseas with our trade deficits, and then these other countries are hanging on to our dollars, you know, in their reserves. And so they have, you know, 60-70% of their reserves are in American dollars. And as long as they hold those dollars, that's fine. You know, we don't have to worry about inflation. But what happens, as we're already seeing, nation after nation is looking for alternatives, certainly China and India, collecting gold. China wants to be the reserve currency of the world and probably will be within a relatively few years. And at that point, all of these dollars come flooding back into the United States. And we have two alternatives. Either we put on exchange controls so that those dollars can't get in here, which will destroy the value of the dollar overseas, or we open up the floodgates, those dollars come in, and they simply destroy the value of our pension system, our insurance policies, our stocks, our bonds, anything that is related, our annuities, anything that's related to the paper dollar will be destroyed, and within a matter of simply a few weeks, ladies and gentlemen, within a matter of a few weeks. Dr. Kaufman makes this point very well. It's well worthwhile getting the book, because if you don't understand what's happening economically, you're not going to survive. And this book does an excellent job of bringing this all out in a very clear manner that the average individual will understand. Go right ahead, Michael.
The point I wanted to make is that Wilson started to really tax the rich, heavily tax the rich. Now, not nearly as much as we're doing today. Of course, it didn't have as many loopholes and so forth then either. But nonetheless, when Harding came into office, he slashed the federal government, literally slashed it, cut it in half, the size of the federal government, and basically reduced the taxes from 85% on, or 75%, I believe it was, for the wealthy down to about 25%. And instantaneously, we came out of that depression. It was a real, truly depression. It was a honest-to-God depression. And within a year and a half, he was out of it because he applied the Austrian economic system to get us out of it, whereas Wilson applied the Keynesian system that we've been using for the last 40 years and never seeming to ever get anywhere with it because it doesn't work. And if we were to able to begin that process, now, interestingly, Sweden is perhaps one of the most socialistic countries in all of Europe. I think it could be argued that it is or was. Back in the early 2000s, they realized they were heading for the cliff. There was no way out of it. And so they started to cut back the size of their government, cut back on the welfare, cut back on all these things. And lo and behold, their economy is very strong now. The rest of Europe is in the tank. Sweden's economy is very strong.
And, you know, that was so fascinating to me, Michael, because certainly I had not heard one word anywhere
in
the media about what Sweden was doing. They began to cut back on their pensions. They began to cut back on all these welfare benefits. And as they did that, they strengthened their economy. We certainly will destroy this economy if we try to maintain all of our welfare benefits, because 43 yes. cents out of every dollar we spend, 43 cents out of every dollar we spend has to be borrowed, and most of it, since nobody will lend us the money, we have to simply create out of nothing. The Federal Reserve System creates the money, buys the Treasury bills, but of course all this money is there waiting, of course, to come back and destroy the value of anything mediated in dollars. The fact that Sweden got away from this, and you're not hearing about this in the media, simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. That was a fascinating part of your book, Michael.
Yes, it is. Because it's a modern-day example, you can look back at the Forgotten Depression back in the 1920s, and, you know, that was in the 1920s. It doesn't have anything to do with us today, but Sweden is a current example, and it was one of the most socialistic countries in Europe, and it pulled itself out and actually has a gross domestic product that's anywhere from 2 to 4% greater than that of the United States. Now, I mean in percentage-wise, not in total, but percentage-wise, it has a great gross domestic product that's 2 to 4% better than that of America. Why? Because they're sound. We're not.
Well, our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is a very, very important book. It's called Plundered. Why? Because we're being plundered, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly our wealth and the wealth of unborn generations is being systematically, intentionally destroyed.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Our guest this evening, certainly one of my favorite guests, Dr. Michael Kaufman. His book, Plundered. It's a brand new book. We carry it. We think it's a very important book. Why? Who is being plundered? We are being plundered. Our generation is being plundered, and unborn generations are being plundered. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper into debt, and there's no way you can possibly pay off the massive debts that we have now. Social Security, I hate to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to fail. Medicare is going to fail. The whole central government is going to fail. And there's not anything that can be done. We have to cut government. We have to cut government spending. We have to maintain the low tax rates and even make them lower and unleash that wonderful ingenuity of the American people, which was, in at least in the past, made America the envy of the world and why people from all over the world have wanted to come to America. They didn't come here because they wanted socialism and welfare benefits. They came here because they wanted opportunity. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest Michael Kaufman and Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to some of the information that you have, because it's all top notch. Go right ahead.
Yes, our company name is Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, and it's EPI-US, EPI-US.com. The book, you can find out more about the book, but do order from Stan because we need to support, all of us need support. And the book is AmericaPlundered.com, AmericaPlundered.com, and it will give you the first chapter and quite a few things that I think will help you to convince you that it's something that will really be a benefit to you. Because if we can expose in time before this election, expose the progressive agenda, because their agenda deliberately, they don't tell you this, and of course the news media won't tell you either, but their plan is to take down America. That's what their plan is to destroy America, the Constitution as we know it, and rebuild this country in their image. Of course, we realize we have a lot of examples with the Soviet Union and China and so forth. Their approach doesn't work, never has worked, and it will not work this time. But they know in their own minds, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it will, because they're going to be the ones that are in charge. And unfortunately, we are at that point in which they're very close to actually doing it. And we've got to stop them with this in this election.
And I think this is really such an important issue. They are intentionally destroying America. And they even talk about it. They call it creative destruction. They want to create a global society. And to do that, they have to destroy the old society. This is the idea that's put forward by a man named Joseph Schumpeter, a socialist. But you can actually hear Alan Greenspan. Just go up on the Internet and type in your search engine, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction, and listen to Alan Greenspan explain how they are intentionally destroying our society. Don't take what I say. Don't take what Michael Kaufman says. Just see it yourself and then get everybody you know to watch that YouTube before they take it down off the Internet. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Michael Kaufman, his book, America Plundered. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's no small thing that the Bible, basically, for these people, they hate Christianity. You go right back to Jean-Jacques Rousseau back in the 1700s when he wrote his various articles and theses and so forth, of which the social contract is the premier. He basically hated Christianity. He hated Christianity. And understanding that he had set up his own civil religion and said in that civil religion, basically, if you can't get the people to agree to this, then kill them. Literally, that's what he said. Put them to death is what he said. And this particular model of governance has been adopted. It's the father, basically, of socialism. It's the father of fascism. It's the father of communism, Marxism. They're all students of Rousseau. And all those governments that have been created since Rousseau penned those words have killed over 125 million of their own citizens. That's minimum. Some people say it's closer to 200 million. It is unbelievable how this system is so evil. And Saul Alinsky, in his book, Rules for Radicals, I think most of you have heard the name. If you haven't got the book, then you probably should, because it's a real eye-opener. But it was dedicated to Lucifer. Lucifer being the father of rebellion. So you understand how this is really happening, because it's a spiritual war even more than it is a physical war that we've seen before our eyes.
Amen to that, and I actually went out and bought a copy of Rules for Radicals because I wanted to see that. Yes, it is dedicated to Lucifer, ladies and gentlemen. And why? Because he was the first radical. And, of course, they put themselves into that category. They are radicals. This book, is certainly one of the strong points is, it certainly compares the views put forward by John Locke, who was certainly the man who talked about these ideas that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and property, about nature's God, nature's law. And actually, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you're reading John Locke's ideas, and John Locke died in 1704. And then along comes Rousseau, a Frenchman, who comes up with this ideas of socialism. And because Michael does a magnificent job of comparing John Locke's views with those of Rousseau, which are the two competing ideologies that were present when Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence and our founding fathers wrote the Constitution. And, of course, they gave us the country we have and stable for almost over 200 years. And, of course, a few years later, they had the French Revolution, 1789, where they took and followed the ideas of Rousseau as espoused by a man named Robespierre at that time. And, of course, the difference between the French Revolution and the American Revolution. It is so important you understand these things. But let's go to Robert calling us from Santa Cruz. Robert, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I'd like you to comment on this prevalent theory that's going around that the super rich are behind the demise of the middle class, and that by refusing to pay their fair share of the taxes, as some people feel their fair share would be, that they're in fact really pillaging. They're the ones that are pillaging and raping the middle class and the assets of the government and those who used to make up the majority of the country.
Oh, that's a very, very good point, Robert. Let's ask Michael. How?
Yeah.
How would you?
Like it really,
about that
it really is.
Does exist or is it just a myth?
Okay, fine.
It's a myth. It's a construct for class warfare. That's what it's designed to do, is for class warfare. As we talked about earlier in the program, the top 1% of the wage earners or the income producers here in the country pay almost 40% of all the taxes. They only earn 17% of all the income, but they pay 40% of all the taxes. I think that's a little bit more than fair. The problem with the middle class is not the rich so much as it is with the regulations that we're imposing. England, let's contrast France and England, for instance. England had the Magna Carta back in 1270 or whenever it was. It went through several evolutions. By the time Locke wrote his theses, he basically, the middle man, the guy, the average guy out there, could own private property. And private property, folks, for those of you who don't know it, is the key to wealth production. You cannot build wealth without private property. You just cannot do it.
I'm going to have to cut that gentleman off. He was going to insist Michael. Michael, but I think his question is a legitimate one.
Yes, I do. It's very legitimate.
But let Michael, if the gentleman wants to call back, we'd be glad to let him. But it's rude to talk over somebody else. Go right ahead, certainly, and try to address the question. Certainly, the whole question is,
right,
are the super rich destroying the middle class today? And please address that issue for him. Go ahead.
What happened with England was that because the average person can own property, they could participate in the wealth creation ability that private property provides a person. And they became a very wealthy nation with a very strong middle class. It's private property that creates the middle class, not the wealthy. And as a consequence, France, on the other hand, at the same time, was still under the feudal system, and they had no middle class. Zero. It basically did not exist because only the wealthy, the nobility, as well as the Catholic Church can own property in France at that time, and everyone else was a serf. And it was very clear at that time to our founding fathers what created wealth. And that's why they constructed the Constitution the way they did, is that it was wealth creation. Now, are we in a period of time in which the wealthy are getting wealthier and the middle class is disappearing? Yes, he's right. But it's not because of the rich. It's because of the government. Understand that, folks. It's because the government is repressing the ability of the creativity of the American people to create a widget or do whatever it is that can make us prosper even more and to make our middle class even stronger than it is right now. That's why these progressives are dead, dead wrong.
And let me,
they are literally driving us into the ground.
And let me just explain what's wrong with this idea. You know, if the Fed, if the very, very wealthy would just pay their fair share, we could have this wonderful utopian society. The whole structure of America was not to have the federal government create a utopian society, not to provide for the welfare and the health and education of the population. It was to limit the power of the federal government so men could be free. Why, Sathya, do the wealthy favor socialism? Because they realize that they're going to be able to buy and sell the politicians, and they're going to be able then to benefit themselves. If it were not for the fact that we're centralizing more power with government, they wouldn't be able to exploit the system. If you want to preserve the middle class, you do not simply do away with the upper class and charge them more money. You limit the power of the federal government, and it is the power of the federal government that allows the wealthy to make more money. It is the power of the central government that suddenly is destroying the middle class. Restrict the power of government, and men can be free, and anyone can move into the middle class and will have a prosperous society. But do not allow more power with government, because that's exactly what the wealthy want. These ideas that you put forward by Occupy Wall Street, that we are the 99% and they're the 1%. Does anybody ever ask who finances Occupy Wall Street? This is not simply a domestic program. This is a worldwide program. Who do you honestly think has enough money to have a finance a worldwide Occupy Wall Street movement? Why would the very rich and wealthy people, and there's only a small percent of them, they're not 1%, they're a fraction of 1%, but they want to centralize power with government because that's how they increase their power, restrict the power of government, unleash the genius of the average individual, and release their desire to improve their lot, and we can have a free society. But a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave eventually will control you from the cradle to the grave. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And when you call in, when we try to get the guest to answer a program, please don't talk over them. I'll always give you your chance to come back and get your information out. But Sydney, I don't want to end up with a shouting match. So let's go to we have Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, Dr. Stan, and thank you for elucidating again that we have to focus on, I think you were identifying the Brotherhood of Darkness here, the Bilderberg Club of Rome, and their agents who have infiltrated the government at the federal and state level. And I wanted to ask Michael, because the other Michael Shaw was on, and he began to identify some, I guess, a legal remedy or process regarding
Dick. Jack, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask Michael, is he aware of any specific, we have to figuratively destroy the snake by cutting the snake's head off. And, you know, here we got a commander-in-chief, the president, who Jerome Corsi's friend Joel Gilbert has done a documentary called Dreams from My Real Father, where he brings out all this incriminating evidence that this guy is a total fabricated agent, you know, Marxist fascist agent.
Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
So what would Michael agree that we have to focus on, like, the president's lack of credentials, as is evident in this documentary, Dreams from My Real Father?
All right, fine. What are your thoughts on that, Michael?
I think it's a valid way to go. I'm not involved in that directly myself. I mean, we have to pick our battles, and that's one I've chosen not to do, but it's a very valid battle, and one of the things that is gradually coming out is almost impossible to ignore and deny anymore, that this president is a fraud. It basically, he has no credentials to be president, and he should not have been president. Now, I don't know what kind of constitutional crisis the knowledge of that, if it was ever proven that he was not qualified, what kind of a constitutional crisis that would create, but it would be huge. And I'm not so sure I want to see the country go through that turmoil, but nonetheless, it is valid. And it does, especially in this upcoming election, does put shadow on his ability, his credentials to even be running for president.
And on his integrity, that would be the thing. On his integrity.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Frank, who's calling us from Salinas. Hi, Frank. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi. Yes, would you comment on the three or four countries that are most financially sound with governments and currencies, and what they're doing right?
All right. What are the countries that are the soundest, and as far as their currency and government, and what they're doing that's right that we're not doing is wrong? Go ahead.
Well, as I read, you know, I'm not an expert in this, but what I read is that Switzerland is very sound. Again, they're applying the Austrian financial or economic system. Am I still on the air?
Yes, you certainly are.
You want to take a break now?
No, but go right ahead. I'll cut that off. And basically, of course, Sweden would be another one.
Sweden's another one. They're not there yet, but they're on their way, and they're already weathering this crisis, this global crisis,
hold that thought.
They have.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dan and Sydney, and Michael is just commenting that, I mean, as we talk about the politics, we talk about the philosophy, of course, the one thing we forget are the spiritual implications of what's going on. Michael, you've got about a minute just to mention how this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield. Go right ahead.
Yes, it is. And we need to be down on our knees. I think the only way, I kind of finish up the book on this particular subject, the only way that we can actually save our nation and get it back to a constitutional footing is to get down on our knees and be praying for it. Because unless we get back to our Christian roots, it's not going to work. We may be able to save it this go around, but it's going to drift off again very quickly, and we'll be in the same boat because the minds of men will devise ways of destruction. That's just the way it is. Unless we realize we have a higher authority that we have to be responsible to.
Amen to that. God bless you, Michael, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Well, for our listeners out there, we do carry this book, America's Plundered, by Michael Kaufman. We recommend it. We think he's done an excellent job with it. And then, of course, we also mentioned that we are having some financial problems, very real financial problems, and if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, whatever you could do to help us financially, right now, I will tell you that we could really utilize it. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. As you know, we do carry certain health products, and that the people are going to get them. We hope you want to get them to Radio Liberty. They're from a good Christian company that manufactures them, although they come out of the Radio Liberty label. And I would comment that any man over 60 years of age who's having urinary tract problems related to his prostate should give serious consideration to taking prostate support. Now, basically, most of the prostate medicines that men take when they get to that age of over 60 are feminizing. They basically have estrogen-like products in them. And then, of course, they create all sorts of other problems because estrogens are not good for men. The prostate support is basically saw palmetto and prickly thistle. They're actually herbal products I've been taking for some time, or I guess maybe 6 or 8 years. I've been very happy with it. And you just restrict a little your water consumption and fluid consumption, although I always do take a glass of milk just before I turn in. But certainly, if you utilize the product, we think it's excellent. It's called Prostate Support. If you'd like to know more about it or like to order it, you can order it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I would also mention, of course, that most people are deficient in magnesium, and your doctor isn't going to tell you that. We got a wonderful book on magnesium. Most people are deficient in vitamin D3. You need large quantities of vitamin D3 because they fight infection. As far as cancer is concerned, to boost your immune system. And certainly, they're both available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927 if you want to get a tape on, I said, the book on magnesium, or we can perhaps put a tape with that as well. We hope, of course, you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you some understanding of what's really going on. And then, of course, we have a number of DVDs. We have, of course, the Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, Aspartame, by Betty Martini, certainly the Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, and one of my most recent talks, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can hear our program 24 hours a day on shortwave internet, Sydney. But then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, wide with
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, supporters of the station here. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William, of course, is going to be bringing us up to date on what's going on in the world. Now, William, of course, for many years was the senior editor of the New American Magazine. Today is the managing editor of Reason Magazine. He is certainly a profuse writer. He's written a number of books and articles. You can get his articles off the blog at any time, and we'll be telling you later how to do that. But hopefully we'll have William with us very, very shortly to bring us up on his thoughts on what is going on in America today. And basically, of course, we are in real trouble as a nation because we've turned our back on the concepts that made America great, and that is restricting the power of government. We restricted the power of government so men could be free. And you say, well, but what happens if you have corruption at the state level? And I say, you have two things. You can stay and fight it. You can move to another state. What do you have to do when you have corruption in Washington, D.C.? There's absolutely nothing you can do. And unfortunately, there's a small group of very evil people who've taken control of our federal government whose goal is globalism. They hate America. And they want to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. That is what they're in the process of doing now. And right now, let's go to William Grigg. Hi, William. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Real pleasure and blessing to be with you.
Well, what are we going to talk about tonight?
We have to talk about the Aurora shooting, obviously. That's something that is another illustration of what seems to be a recurring pattern here of high-profile shootings involving somebody in some way connected to either neuroscience or the use of mood-altering drugs or some of the seamier and more unsettling things that go on in the darker corners of the military-industrial pharmaceutical complex.
What do we know about this young man, though? Is there anything that would tie him into any of these things?
He was a PhD candidate in neuroscience at the University of Colorado. He lived in a residential apartment complex that was devoted entirely to students and faculty and patients at a medical center attached to that college. We don't know anything, and of course all of this is premised upon the idea that the suspect actually committed this horrific massacre, attempted almost quasi, in a minor scale, almost quasi genocidal massacre at the premiere, the midnight premiere of The Dark Knight Rises film there at the movie theater. He apparently shot scores of people. The shooter killed a dozen. I don't know whether the 3-month-old infant who was among the victims survived the shooting, but we know that he is described as very bright. He apparently had dropped out of school. He had a couple of years toward a doctorate in neuroscience of some sort. From what accounts we have read, it would appear that he is somebody very conversant with the universe of comic books and fan fiction and what's called costume or role-playing or cosplay. He allegedly told the police that he identified with the character of the Joker, who was a nihilist character from the second film in the three-film series based on the Batman franchise. He's left a very light footprint in the world of social media. What little is known of him makes him appear to be a bright, somewhat socially isolated young man. And, of course, this is an incident which is being capitalized upon by all the usual suspects to seek for civilian disarmament and a radical enhancement of the Homeland Security state. Whether this was the intent behind what happened or this is simply exploitation of the tragedy, we don't know yet.
Well, because the one thing we do know is that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. If we're going to have limited government, we have to have moral people. But we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and everything have to do with moral training and discipline out of our schools. And then we wonder what happened. Right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And of course, William is talking about this Batman film. This is certainly one of the least significant films of the summer, but apparently, of course, it is giving us this whole nihilistic attitude. You see, Hollywood hates Christianity. I mean, there are a few wonderful private firms down there that do still have wonderful, wonderful movies, but these are not the major films. The people who control the major film studios hate Christianity, they hate morality, they hate right and wrong. They push sexual abnormality, they sexual promiscuity, and you know, it's personified by a Lady Gaga or Madonna or these other cheap tramps that they have out there. And certainly they really ridicule anybody who has a moral foundation. So should we really be surprised when, of course, one of their films should result in a response from some poor deranged individual who identifies with this character of the villain in this movie? But go right ahead, certainly, and pick up this theme.
Yeah, you're making,
I think it's so vitally important.
Yeah, very telling points, very correct points about the overall moral tenor, if the word moral applies here, of Hollywood. And the thing that I think is interesting about this movie, and I went to see the midnight showing here locally, because in the interest of complete disclosure, I'm a bit of a sci-fi dork, and I particularly have an interest in the Batman films because I had an interest in the Batman literature, and the character of Bruce Wayne and his tragic story is sort of an archetypal story, sort of an archetypal myth, the idea of the orphan who is seeking somehow to vindicate a sense of right and wrong in the universe that doesn't make sense to him because of the absence of his parents is one that many people can relate to. And one thing about the Batman trilogy, particularly The Dark Knight Rises, I need to point out, is that the villains in particularly the last two installments, the Joker, and once again the fellow who shot up the theater in Aurora allegedly referred to himself as the Joker, identified with that character. The Joker was a nihilist. He was somebody who believed that the only thing that was truly fair in the universe would be absolute random chance, that there is no right or wrong. It's simply a question of allowing an unsponsored and purposeless universe to play out. That was the villain in that film.
And somebody just called in and wanted to know how this young man could have known anything about the film, when, of course, it was just being shown in the premiere. But, of course, this was, the third in a series of films?
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, and of course, in each one, the Joker, who shooter identified with,
yeah,
was certainly a nihilist, who really had no moral values at all, and relished, of course, doing evil deeds.
Yeah.
Right ahead.
Yeah, that's true. The interesting thing about the second film is that for everything that we can say about the way that Hollywood loves to assail and undermine the sense of moral correctness, the idea that there is an absolute morality that is the defining moral foundation of every circumstance. In other words, they embrace situational ethics and they despise the idea that there are moral absolutes that govern in every situation. In the second film, there was a beautiful rebuke of the lifeboat ethic idea, where you make the decision based on the greatest good for the greatest number, and morality has to be fluid in order to address certain situations in which you don't have any good choices. You have to choose the lesser of the available evil. The second film actually had a beautiful scene that rebuked that, and I actually applauded in the theater because it seemed to be so staggeringly out of place with what is usually fed to us by Hollywood. So there's something serious going on artistically and ethically with these films. The thing is, people, for whatever reason, tend to associate, I believe this is an indictment of the culture, and it resonates with the comments you made, Dr. Stan. People are taught to associate with the villain rather than with the hero. And in the third film, you're dealing with an assault on Gotham City, which, of course, is the setting for the films involving Bruce Wayne and Batman and the other characters in that universe, that's carried out by a terrorist named Bane, who is playing the role of sort of a steroid-enhanced Che Guevara. And his approach is a direct playoff of the events from the second film, in that he's exposing the institutional corruption of Gotham City, which is part of the through line, the story through line of the series. But rather than doing so for the purpose of trying to rehabilitate morality, which is what Batman had been trying to do, Bane tears down the existing structures and then creates this democratic, revolutionary mob environment that is very reminiscent of the events of the French Revolution. That's what the villain is doing in this piece. And the idea is that in order to defeat the villain, there has to be an effort to reclaim the city on behalf of some concept of law and order rooted in identifiable American standards of how people should govern themselves according to law. And that Batman gets involved in this struggle because he'd been implicated in some of the lies in the second film. So this is sort of true to the Aristotelian canons of drama, if I might be so pretentious to bring up that concept, in that in the third installment or the third act of a drama, the hero has to make a reckoning for the things that he has done that are wrong, may have been wrong. He somehow has to make a restitution for the mistakes that he has made. He has to confess to the errors that he's made, the lies that have been told. There has to be some kind of a moral reckoning. So in that sense, there's actually a very strong moral component to all three of these films. And there's another thing about these films that I think is important, and that is the fact that all of the chaos and violence that are inflicted on Gotham are the work of this underground, self-replicating, occultic brotherhood called the League of Shadows. And they consider themselves to be sort of the superintending, presiding authority on Earth, and they ordain in their own time, according to their own measurements, when the city has reached the fullness of corruption, and in which case they destroy the city in order to restore what they consider to be order to the universe. And Bruce Wayne had actually been trained by the League of Shadows. He left the League of Shadows because he didn't want to be a murderer. He believed in something other than force. He believed in morality. And so I wouldn't describe it as a Christian ethic being promoted in the film, because the films are very humanistic in the sense that there's no overt recognition of the creator and of Christianity. It's interesting how there were a couple of fairly potent Christ images in the third film, and there were a couple of favorable displays of Christian symbolism as well, but there's never really a recognition of God in any of them. The thing is, it's sort of an old Roman Stoic ethic that Batman embodies, the idea of embracing virtue and doing that which is right and reasonable in all circumstances, irrespective of the costs that are incurred by doing so. And so I bring that up in order to say that these films are not, in my estimation, are not consciously promoting the type of moral nihilism and the subversive undermining of moral absolutes that you see in a lot of the culture. The problem is that we live in a culture in which, for some reason, villains like the Joker or like Bane from this new film tend to resonate with popular expectations. That's because the composite morality of our culture has been reconfigured. And this is something that started in the late 1960s and really accelerated in the 1970s, when suddenly it became de rigueur in Hollywood to promote what was called the anti-hero, somebody who embodied a type of renegade will that was not constrained by law. And rather than contending against abuses of authority or contending against corruption, would contend against the idea that there is such a thing as moral authority in the first place, or the idea that there are restraints on human behavior. I think in the 1970s, it's safe to say, we saw a really ominous and, I think, completely contemptible mutation in the mores of the entertainment industry, where suddenly, rather than the hero being somebody who did the right thing in all circumstances, the so-called hero, or the chief protagonist, just became somebody who was just like the villain, but was just better at what he did than the villain was. So rather than trying to find a way of avoiding the unnecessary death of any human being, the hero was a more prolific killer, and he would kill and then tell a joke about killing. That's something that happened in some of the Bond films beginning in the 1970s. And then during the 1980s, it became almost a type of arms race among these people who were supposedly heroes to see who could kill most energetically and then laugh off the killing most flippantly. And that's something that you don't see in these Dark Knight films, the Batman films done by director Christopher Nolan, and the screenplays are written by his brother Jonathan Nolan. What distinguishes Bruce Wayne, this is something that once again is true to the literature, and the Batman character, the vigilante Batman, or the quasi-superhero that he plays, is his adamant refusal to kill. He always finds some way to defeat the bad guys without killing, because his formative traumatic experience, the formative trauma of his adolescence, childhood actually, very young, was to see his mother and father murdered in front of his eyes. And he had become devoted to the proposition that he was somehow going to defeat criminal violence and criminal aggression against the innocent. That was what motivated him to do what he did, the way that he did it. And that was something that was very conspicuous in the film. There was one fight scene in particular in which he made it clear to his ally, and in the interest of not spoiling the film for people who might want to see it, I won't say who that ally was, that it would not, that he would not use a gun because he was not going to anybody. And they were surrounded by armed thugs and doing their very best, their formidable best, to put them down without killing them. But there were several points in the film where this was made very clear. Now, I do not denigrate, nor do I deny, the need for the occasional use of lethal force to defend innocent life. What I'm making is that you're dealing here with a very different ethic. You know, when people are trying to say, for instance, there's a review on Salon.com saying that Batman has blood on his hands because of the action of this deranged and unbalanced person, they're misinterpreting the message of the film. Not to say that the films are altogether wholesome, but what I'm saying is that we have to disambiguate some elements of this in order to understand what's really happening here and the way that this is going to be exploited by people who are trying to expand the power of the state and promote nihilism at the expense of liberty.
And, of course, I think we need to emphasize over and over again, the reason that this atrocity could occur is because there is nobody there with a gun to defend the public. What we need is certainly right to carry laws.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. William is just saying that probably within the next week or two, I will see this call for the signing of an international agreement on the sale of small arms, civilian arms, to individuals throughout the world. And since they say this is not really a treaty, why, of course, they will simply sign it without ratification. You see, there are tyrants. There are people who really want a dictatorship, a ruthless, tyrannical dictatorship. This is certainly why we have 90,000 troops over in Afghanistan today, 46,000 NATO troops. We have 100,000 contractors. We're paying the salaries of 350,000 Afghans. And they're all there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's the only reason that they're there, to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you don't believe it, go up in the internet and simply type in your search engine, Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Leon Panetta, 50 members Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Check it out. You'll find it's true. But, of course, they want to have this powerful military because those 50 members of Al-Qaeda are plotting our demise. Ladies and gentlemen, they see nothing wrong with keeping our boys there. We lose more people, young men, Americans over there, from suicide than we do from combat. About one person a day commits suicide, Americans, because they know this is ridiculous. And yet, of course, they're concerned about the Americans having weapons to defend themselves. But let me tell, ladies and gentlemen, if there's really a threat for terrorism here, why would they want to restrict the ability of the American people to have a weapon to defend themselves and their family? Remember, when every second counts, while the police are minutes away, go right ahead.
And furthermore, the police have no enforceable civil responsibility or constitutional responsibility to come to your assistance, to come to your aid, if you're threatened by criminal violence. There are at least a half a dozen binding precedents, as the Supreme Court would style them. The most recent one is only about a decade old, if I remember correctly, which has made clear that any individual citizen who's on the receiving end of criminal violence, who is neglected by the police refuse to come to the aid of a woman who faces the prospect of being beaten or raped, for instance, or a homeowner who's dealing with a burglar, if the police simply don't show up, the citizen has no recourse because the police do not have an enforceable responsibility to protect them as an individual. They're there to serve this larger abstraction called state or this larger abstraction called society. And quite frankly, the chief purpose of the police is not to protect us, it is to control us. And it is to make sure that we are sufficiently, suitably docile and cooperative when we are being mulcted, plundered, when revenue is being extracted from us. That's really the function of the police. Now, there are plenty of people who are police officers and sheriff's deputies who go into that line of work because they have a sense of vocation for protecting the weak and the vulnerable. God bless them. I love people like that, irrespective of their occupation. People who act on that, I consider to be a genuinely, divinely implanted impulse to defend the innocent against criminal violence. I admire people like that a great deal. I'm talking about the function that is played by these institutions in society. And the thing about what's happening now with the drive for this UN small arms statute, which probably would be signed as a statute rather than a treaty. That's simply the way customarily things are being done now. And through what they call the principle of complementarity, the substance of these agreements would be lived up to even if there is no formal ratification of an actual treaty. That's how they've been operating in the realm of UN agreements and trade deals for a number of decades now. What's happening, of course, is that we're seeing this episode in Aurora, Colorado being used thematically to promote the idea that there is something innately and irreducibly dangerous and inappropriate about civilian ownership of firearms. Bear in mind that Mr. Obama, who today, of course, was in his pontifical role as the head of the civil religion, as mouthing empty and insincere pious platitudes about what happened in Aurora. He had 12 people who were killed. It's a horrible thing. Dozens more who were wounded. The same Barack Obama has been killing thousands of people by drone strikes that have involved assaults on weddings, that have involved, among other horrible tactics, secondary strikes after first responders have come to try to address the wounds of those who were hit by the first missile strike. I mean, the secondary strike is a tactic right out of the terrorist playbook. That's the nature of government-licensed violence. It tends to be entirely indiscriminate and random. It's just as execrable as anything that was done in Aurora, Colorado, but it's done on a far greater scale. But the gun grabbers will have absolutely no problem with this because it's sanctified in the name of government policy.
Well, I think that there is no statute of limitation on murder.
No.
I believe, because the president has either authorized or allowed the murder of innocent civilians that they knew were innocent. One of them was a young 16-year-old boy looking for his father, an American citizen, who was murdered by our own forces.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Stan, and William is simply going into the background of some of the efforts to justify gun control and how guns kill people and guns kill children. Nobody's ever concerned about the hundreds of thousands of children who were then killed in Iraq, about the tens of thousands of children who were actually killed in Afghanistan during the Afghan War by little bombs that were designed to look like toys so that the children would pick them up. The Soviets dropped them under the auspices of a man named Gorbachev. And when Gorbachev was deposed from his position as dictator of Russia after certainly instigating the Afghan War, what happened to Gorbachev? Why, we brought him to the United States and gave him offices at the Presidio. You just try and get offices at the Presidio yourself, ladies and gentlemen. See how difficult it is. And this was the man who allowed the Soviets to drop these bombs that look like toys to blow off the hands and feet and blind and deafen little children. And, of course, this gentleman wants to take away the right of the Americans to have weapons, and, of course, he wants to give all power to the government. Well, he obviously doesn't understand America. Either he doesn't understand America and our tradition of limiting the power of government, or he is being well paid for his treachery. But be that as it may, William, I want you to go ahead and tell we'll get to that a little bit later. You go right ahead with your discussion.
Yeah. This individual here, and this is a piece that was published today and circulated by Reader Supported News, which is a left-leaning internet syndicate. This individual is going on to great lengths talking about the supposed need to bring about comprehensive disarmament of everybody. But the government, of course, is that engine of misery, destruction, and murder that is responsible for killing not 12 here or a dozen there, but scores or hundreds at a throw. And it's interesting that many people of this disposition, I'm willing to bet that if we could find the relevant clips, if we were able to do a deep drill data mining on this guy's work, we could probably find that way back in 1993, when the federal government immolated about 80 people at Mount Carmel outside of Waco, including 17 children, among them an infant or two. When this was going on, he probably was among those who gave voice to the opinion that the real lesson here is that we shouldn't let religious nuts have guns, as opposed to the more cogent and accurate lesson, which is, this is what happens when you give government license to kill people on the basis of enforcing arcane and stupid regulations and tax laws having to do with the possession of guns by people who are law-abiding and unassuming. That's what happened with the standoff with the group that's commonly referred to as the Branch Davidians, that you had an isolated and eccentric and not terribly appealing group of people led by somebody who was a rather unappealing guy, a sort of standard-issue cult leader from Central Casting, who in real time while this standoff was going on, the 51-day standoff of Waco was going on, was being demonized in insta-made, made-for-TV movies, glorifying the ATF and villainizing David Koresh's followers in ways that were so unsubtle that they would strike people in charge of Soviet propaganda as a little heavy-handed. But what happened is that you had somebody who had been acquiring guns with the appropriate licenses and reselling them as a revenue source, who had minor irregularities in paperwork and fees. You know, the taxes that the federal government extorts from us in order to exercise the innate right to own firearms and use them for self-defense, in other words. And the ATF manufactured out of this a pretext for a high-profile, media-friendly raid against this so-called compound. A compound, of course, once again, is the term the government uses anytime your domicile comes under attack by federal forces. I mean, if you happen to be living in a teepee or an igloo or some other ramshackle dwelling, it will magically be transmuted into an armed compound when government agents show up and want to shoot up your home and kill you. Suddenly it becomes a compound. It happened with Randy Weaver's tar paper shack up there on a readout in northern Idaho. But what happened is that the ATF manufactured this incident because they wanted to have these people being frog-marched out of their home for the benefit of cameras. That's why the code word for this was Showtime. And this was done for pure, cynical, opportunistic reasons by a corrupt agency that was scandal-plagued, quite frankly, has no constitutional warrant to exist in the first place. But this was done in order, this was facilitated by the fact that they have these arcane laws. They're not even laws. These are regulatory statutes. They're not legitimate laws. But these arcane regulatory statutes create opportunities for corrupt people in positions of government power to bring about situations where bullets are flying and people are dying, as they did on February 29th of 1993. And that led to the standoff that was consummated with blood, horror, and fire on the day 51 on April 19th. But to people like this, the real lesson here is that it's dangerous that citizens should be quote-unquote allowed or quote-unquote permitted to own guns in the first place. The real lesson is the danger of people in government positions with a license to inflict misery and murder on people. They never see that. They never see that element of the proposition. They never see that aggressive force is always wrong. In all circumstances, at all times, by all people, it is always wrong. There is never a situation in which anybody of any description or any job title has the moral right to use aggressive force against another human being.
Well, of course, you know, there's a great deal more to this story that has ever been brought out. There was a DVD that was put out by a friend of ours, and it was called Waco, A New Revelation.
Yeah.
It basically, I'm sure you've seen it, it involved the two people from Special Forces talking about how the Special Forces teams were brought in to kill the Davidians, and they went in from the backside, and they killed the Davidians, and they blew up those little children. And, of course, it's rather interesting. There was not just one, but there were two people from Special Forces. But I personally had an experience. I talked to Clive Doyle's mother. Now, Clive Doyle is the man who leads the Davidians today. And Clive Doyle's mother told me that on the day of the attack, or the day immediately after the attack, why, of course, she'd been in a trailer with the mother of another occupant of the compound when they received a telephone call. And this telephone call, and this is what she told me, came from a man who said, "I will never tell you who I am, but I live behind the Davidian compound, and I was watching what happened that day with a telescope." And basically, they rounded up all the people inside the compound. They marched them out the back door. They stood them there, and they shot them each in the back of the head, and they dragged them back in. Now, that's, of course, what was happening. They were found with a bullet in their heads, all lying next to one another. And I actually took I taped that. I sent a copy of it to the Congressman Barr, who was they were holding hearings back in Washington, D.C. at that time. I never even got as much as a thank you from either him or his staff, but I taped that statement by Clive Doyle's mother. In other words, the gentleman said, "I would be afraid to come forward. I would be afraid for my life. I will never tell anybody else, but I know that you have children there. I want you to know what really happened." And what he described was exactly what they found when, of course, the fire was over and they went in, and here were all the Davidians lying in a row with a bullet in the back of their head. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and that's the sort of thing that really should upset and outrage people like Matthew Chapman here. If his problem is gun violence, generically, if he's got a problem with the use of criminal violence, employing firearms against innocent people, categorically he should be opposed to this violence irrespective of the individual or the groups who are employing it. It's not a question of the identity of the person who is using aggressive violence. It's the fact of aggressive violence that he really should object to.
Well, do we know anything? Was he on any sort of medication at all? Here's a young man.
Who was in Aurora?
Yes.
Well, we don't know that yet, but once again, that is the sort of thing that needs to be asked as well in situations like this. When he's got these connections to a Department of Neuroscience, and in the case of Jared Lochner a couple of years ago in Arizona, he had somebody who was under the care of a psychiatrist and taking mood-altering pharmaceutical drugs. And that's been a leitmotif that we've found in a lot of these killings, is that when people are having their brain chemistry altered by the use of government-approved drugs that are far deadlier than things that are considered controlled substances. I mean, you have a couple of joints in your pocket. You can go to prison for 20 years or 25 years, but you can be put on all kinds of mind-altering drugs with the emphatic, enthusiastic permission of government often in ways that are subsidized by our taxpayer dollars through the various Medicare, Medicaid programs. This has been, once again, sort of a leitmotif. When you see a shooting of this sort and somebody is behaving in a way that is facially deranged, often there's a chemical component to that derangement that has to do with government-approved pharmaceutical intervention. I don't know if that's the case yet. We've not seen any evidence that that was the case. But this is something that, once again, has to be asked as well. And you don't hear people who are talking about the supposed need to take guns out of the hands of innocent people who've had no part in this atrocity or anyone like it. These people are generally not inclined to talk about the evils of having the government encourage, support, and subsidize the use of chemicals that are implicated in these crimes as well. I mean, if you're undermining somebody's capacity for rational decision-making, and that person does something that is clearly irrational that results in injury to or the death of other people, then there's obviously a problem there that has to be addressed. And that's not likely to be the focus of our conversation over the next week, as we're guided through this issue by ABC News, which found some way early on to insinuate that the Tea Party movement had something to do with this, because there was somebody of the same name who had been involved in the Tea Party organization in Colorado, and simply on the basis of that obvious coincidence, they found some way to interject the word Tea Party into the initial conversation about this. It was a staggering, crashing non sequitur. It had nothing to do with that, Aurora. The other thing that I find interesting about this, Dr. Stan, is just not 2 months ago in Aurora, Colorado, there was a bank robbery in which the police responded by shutting down an entire neighborhood and arresting everybody and holding them there for hours while they tried to find the bank robber. This is not a quote-unquote under-policed enclave by any means. Aurora, Colorado is the home to a lot of people who are in the military. There are a lot of people there with Homeland Security connections. This is a town, I believe it's not far from Denver, that is really upscale. This is not the sort of thing that results from the inattention of those elements of government that are supposedly there to protect us. And yet, you have this incident now in a public theater that's probably going to result in new security protocols that will harass us every time we want to go to catch a movie. In New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, of course, is somebody who will never let a crisis go to waste when it can be transmuted into new authoritarian intervention of the lives of the innocent, has directed his police commissioner, Ray Kelly, who's an individual with similar disposition, to be beefing up a police presence outside every theater that is showing the film The Dark Knight Rises. There's been discussion of the possibility of TSA-style screening now for theaters of a certain size. That's the sort of thing I expect to see quickly mutate into actual policy. One of the first things that I said when I saw this headline very early this morning was, oh, great. Now we're going to get groped and fondled on the way to watch a movie. I said that whimsically and japishly. And, of course, I'd forgotten one of Grigg's iron laws of reality, which is that yesterday's parody becomes today's policy. And so it's quite likely that before the summer's out, we're going to hear serious discussion, fully liveried with the scholarly papers and the brows wrinkled in serious concentration of people on Capitol Hill as they hear testimony that's tedium leavened with terror of the supposed need for the TSA to expand its mission from airports and bus stations and train stations and traffic checkpoints now to some of the larger theaters, and perhaps we're going to have this new corporate boondoggle, this new corporate opportunity for contractors to be providing some kind of community theater security service as a federally subsidized initiative. We'll probably see pilot programs start to accumulate across the country a year from now. I can see this happening, and this is just part of this overall tendency. It's not really a tendency; it's a design to constrict the available field for free and unhindered and unmolested exercise of a right in a commercial society, and the concomitant expansion of the regulatory and surveillance state. And so, in addition to discussions now about the supposed need for enhanced civilian disarmament, we're going to hear probably, the similar conversations about the need to expand the apparatus of Homeland Security into commercial movie theaters, and perhaps we'll see large-scale sporting events become another very familiar setting for a security theater. Already tonight in Aurora, Colorado, if the movie is playing tonight in Aurora, they have a heightened police presence there outside the theater.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Here in America, we spend $40 billion a year on the Office of Homeland Security. Office of Homeland Security, $40 billion. And this whole thing is totally fraudulent. Basically, the Twin Towers came down. They were controlled demolition. Anybody who's ever seen Building 7 come down, if you watch the center of the roof, you'll see that it collapses first, followed by the disintegration of the entire base of the building. So it falls symmetrically, just exactly as any controlled demolition. This whole thing, the original attack, was controlled demolition. Basically, if there was really a terrorist threat, we would have at least one terrorist having put on a knapsack full of explosives and come across the border and exploded them, suddenly at a baseball game or in a crowded mall. We've been at this for over 10 years. It hasn't happened. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Why? Because this whole thing is fraudulent, and they've put out $40 billion for something they know is not true. They know that Robert Reed, or Richard Reed, whichever it was, the shoe bomber. There was no way that his shoe bombs could have exploded because there weren't any blasting caps in it. The same thing was true with the underwear bomber. This is all about perception. And the reason that we have to take off our shoes and belt and the disrobe when we're going into the airport is to convince us the war on terrorism is real. And, of course, the reason, of course, we have these tragic incidents, and whether this is planned or just happening by accident, we don't know. But we do know that they will try to use every one of these as a justification to disarm the people, because these wicked people want a dictatorship, and they know that if we disarm the people, there'll be far more violence and far more children killed. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program right here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
William, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your material from your blog, how they can get to the Reason magazine, and then how they can get your PayPal button.
Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. My blog, my chief outlet still is called Pro Libertate. It's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or people can type my name, William Grigg, into a search engine, Google or such like, along with Pro Libertate, and my blog will be the first return. I update it about once a week, sometimes twice a week as the occasion presents itself. And at the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button that people can use if they have the means and interest in contributing. I really appreciate the donations we've received. Quite frankly, right now, we're badly in need of them. Things are a little bit straightened right now. I'm sure that's true of just about everybody. I know that this is a really terrifying time of living in economically. But the PayPal button is at the bottom of every essay for those who are interested in contributing, and I really do appreciate everybody who's been so generous toward it.
And I would certainly hope that you will be in a position to help William. William, hang on. I'm going to give you back to my wife. Hang on. We'll be, she'll be with you in a moment here. And now this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And as you know, William writes our monthly newsletter. We're indebted to him for that. And but if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty as we help others, well, you can help us. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you have something you'd like to advertise with us, we'd love to have you as an advertiser. Certainly, if you'd like to get some of our books, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is vitally important. Certainly, we're carrying a number of other books. My Agenda 21, the Covert Agenda Syllabus, and my talk, Autoimmune Disease, by Catherine and Pullman, Dr. Catherine Pullman. Tom Horn's excellent book, 33 Degrees Escape from the Bunker. And people say, oh, well, he died in the bunker. Ladies and gentlemen, all throughout the world, the book Grey Wolf is being circulated. It's being discussed on radio programs and television programs all throughout the world. They will not allow even mention of it here in the United States, which, of course, gives me more and more feeling that it's authentic. We know that Martin Bormann escaped. We know that certainly that Heinrich Mueller escaped. We have other information on that. And now, of course, Grey Wolf. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We incidentally have an interview with the author who took a number of trips to Argentina and talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun after they escaped to South America. But, of course, they can't let Americans know certainly that we helped Adolf Hitler, or that certainly somewhere between 10,000 and 100,000 Nazis were allowed to escape to South America. And by the rat line, American intelligence did it. If you have not certainly got our 4-tape set on the Operation Paperclip, if you haven't gotten the DVD, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, or certainly the excellent DVD, the excellent 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. It's my interviews with John Loftus and his book, America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret, his other book, The Secret War Against the Jews. John had a security clearance three levels above top secret. There were people in the government who wanted the information out and contacted him when the statute of limitations on the information was had expired, and encouraged him to write the books. No regular publisher would publish it, but we were able to get it done by one of our friends. That is, of course, the book, The Secret War Against the Jews and America's Nazi Secret, going into how American corporations funded the Nazis all during the war. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. Caring about your world, wanting to know what's going on. It's the 20th of July, 2012. I don't know if you want to know what's going on today. If you're just waking up and you have not heard, well, CNN is pasted on one story today. That's all they're covering is one story, and that is the Batman Massacre. Batman Massacre in Aurora, Colorado, where now it appears to be 12 people dead, 50